Hey, you're listening to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Let's dish, baby.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is April 8th, 2008, and I'm here with my wonderful co-hosts, Jen and Desiree.
Hello.
Hi, girls.
Hello.
How's everybody tonight?
Very good.
Well, we're just going to do some serious dishing on Hollywood tonight. We got American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, and tons of other stuff that we're going to try and get through in this hour. And Jen has updates on American Idol, correct, Jen?
Yes, I am your American Idol source.
Okay, well, let's dish away on that.
All right, well, for American Idol fans, it is a jam-packed week of Idol. We have three nights, first night with tonight. Tomorrow, as we all know, it's Idol Gives Back, and then Thursday is the results from tonight's show. Tonight, all the contestants sang inspirational songs was the theme. Just to give you a rundown of what everybody sang, Michael Johns sang Dream On by Aerosmith. Faisha sang I Believe by Fantasia. Jason sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Christy Lee Cook sang Anyway by Martina McBride. David Cook sang Innocent by Our Lady of Peace. Carly sang The Show Must Go On by Queen. David Archuleta sang Angels by Robbie Williams. And Brooke sang You Got a Friend by Carol King. I thought most of the performances were good. Some weren't great. I have to be biased. My favorite was David Archuleta because Angels is one of my favorite songs in the world. We'll see how those results go on Thursday night. But tomorrow night is the big night. Idol Gives Back. It starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central. Mm-hmm. A jam-packed show. It is 2 hours long. It's going to benefit six charities, including the Children's Defense Fund, the Global Fund, Make It Right, Malaria No More, Save the Children, U.S. Programs, and the Children's Health Fund.
Do you have a listener that's going to be there?
Yes. Robin Williams, Celine Dion, Forest Whitaker, Billy Crystal, Dean Cook, Kiefer Sutherland, Vanessa Hudgens, I can never pronounce her name, Ashley Tinsdale, Jennifer Connelly, Elliot Yameen, Fantasia, Amy Adams, Bono, Brad Pitt, Reese Witherspoon, Miley Cyrus, Mariah Carey, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Fergie, Chris Daughtry, Carrie Underwood, Annie Lennox, John Legend, Snoop Dogg, Maroon 5, Heart, and Gloria Estefan.
Bob Kenny's going to be there also.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading, so that's really good. That's a nice lineup of people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last year's show was great. I enjoyed it a lot. Which was really funny because they were making it like they were actually going to do the results last year, and they had everybody stand up and go through the crowd of, you know, and they made it seem like they were going to eliminate somebody, but they didn't. They actually eliminated two people the following week, but they are actually going to do the results show, as I said before, on Thursday.
Okay. Do we have a – is there like a number – of money that they made last year that they're looking to surpass this year? Do we know about that?
Last year they raised, what was the amount? I believe it was something like $60 million last year or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a high. So definitely are looking to surpass that this year. And there are a number of ways that you can donate. You could donate by phone during the show, by mail. They even have corporate matching.
Wow.
Or you could also donate via the website at AmericanIdol.com/IdolGivesBack.
That's fantastic. I read somewhere today that Ryan Seacrest is actually donating one of his American Idol paychecks.
Yes, he donated his paycheck for the Idol Gives Back.
Yeah, that was really impressive.
And a funny thing about Miley Cyrus coming on the show, she's never even seen American Idol because, you know, she's a busy girl.
Yeah.
So she's never even seen American Idol.
Well, now she sees, you know, she'll be able to see what just, I want to say, like, regular people, you know, people who don't have, you
yeah.
know, famous dads or whatever have to go through to get to where she is, you know. Not
I
saying
mean,
that it was easy for her, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because she also, while we're not even talking monetary value, I mean, she does have it hard, whereas people would most likely compare her to her father.
Right, right,
so,
right.
You know, that's an obstacle that she would have to overcome, I would think.
Right, right. This is
because, I mean, her father was famous. Well, he, I mean, he still is famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually have two other Idol tidbits. Former American Idol semifinalist who was in season two, Frenchie Davis.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, she was in Rent. She did a four-year run on Rent. It ended last May. She needs surgery on her vocal cords.
Really?
Yes. She's nervous, of course, because, I mean, this could affect her voice.
Sure.
In a negative way. But it could also, you know, it could also do nothing and she could be fine.
Right.
So it's scheduled for the end of... Yeah, I mean, it's scheduled for the end of April and it'll take her probably about a month to recover.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
hopefully
surgery, she will be okay.
Yeah, I mean, any surgery is dangerous, but when they're going to go in there poking around at your bread and butter, you know, you're going to really, really be nervous about that.
Yeah.
You know what I forgot to do at the beginning of the show? I forgot to give in our call-in number for everyone to get in touch with us. It's 347-945-5423. So you can call in and join us in our chat. I'm sorry about that. Anything else Idol-wise, or?
Yeah, kind of sad news to report, but he's one of my favorite Idol contestants, Elliot Yameen.
Yeah.
He was in season five. He actually finished in third place, and I thought that he had, you know, the most natural talent, natural voice. You could tell he wasn't trained or anything like that.
Right, right, right.
His mother, who had been sick, you know, for the past couple of years, she had passed away on March 31st.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Mm-hmm. I met him on the set of Live with Regis and Kelly about 3 years ago, and he was amazing. He was we were online, me and my son and my nephews, and he was pulling up in the car, and as he got out of the car, I mean, you're familiar with the studio down there, and you know how everybody
mm-hmm.
surrounds that side garage, and the people were just going insane for him, and he stopped, and he took pictures, and he was just really, really nice guy, really, really nice. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, his album is, you know, wonderful, and he actually released a Christmas album this past year, which, that was great. I mean, yes, I might be a little biased, but...
Well, you know, it is what it is. Good is good.
Yeah.
What's going on with Dancing with the Stars, Desiree? What's going on with our guy, Jason?
He did wonderful last night. He got a 29 out of 30 for his Viennese waltz.
Yay. Oh.
Of course,
yay,
I'm a little
JT.
Biased, too.
Well, so am I. He's a hometown guy, you know?
Oh, I'm just
He's
so impressed with him.
My hometown guy.
Yeah, but there was a lot of there was a couple of tens given out last night. Chrissy Yamaguchi
right.
and her partner got 29 too. But,
right.
My favorite, of course, was Jason Taylor and Edita because they are the best.
Do we know who got sent home tonight yet?
East Coast, yes. West Coast, no.
Oh, you know what? All right. Well, then I'm not going to say nothing because
as long
well,
as
all
not
I'll
Jason
say
Taylor,
is
I don't care.
Okay. Well, it wasn't Jason Taylor. It wasn't Jason Taylor. I was watching it, you know, like as I was doing my stuff here, and I know it wasn't him, but I honestly did miss who it was that got sent home. But it was not JT, so that's all I was
that's
really concerned about, too.
Yeah, because I am dancing with the stars on the 21st of April, and I'm hoping that he's still there so I can see.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, we are gonna
we'll
need
have a good then.
We are going to need dish about that when you get back.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, I will. I might even try to bring Jason home.
There you go. Well, you know what's really sweet about him, Jason Taylor, the local news here in Miami went over to L.A. and the sports reporter, Will Mansell, and he did a story out there, and he went along how, the people have to line up to get in, and they're out there and they're glitter and all fancy clothes and everything. And Jason Taylor went out there and brought his entire family with him, rented an apartment, and moved until this is over. He was not leaving his kids. He wasn't leaving his wife. He brought everybody with them.
Wow.
He wasn't going to do that bi-coastal thing. He brought everybody with him. So I thought that was really cool.
What a guy.
Yeah, we really like Jason Taylor.
Yes.
We have a caller. Let's pick this up and see who this is. It's a strange area code. But we'll take it anyway.
Exactly.
Hi, you're on the radio with Stardish.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
Hi. Good, how are you? Your name?
Are you feeling good?
Excuse me?
So how are you doing overall?
We're fine. What's your name?
Dr. Phil.
Somehow I doubt that.
All and skills and abilities you have.
Okay. I'm going to,
best quality.
Disconnect right now.
Good.
Hang up. Why won't it hang up? Okay, Dr. Phil, I'm sorry, but we got to let you go.
Okay.
Wow.
That was random.
That was very odd. There you go, Dr. Phil. Take a... I don't know what that was. Well, it makes for some interesting chat, I'll tell you that right now. Oh, I'm so sorry about that to our listeners. We had a little technical thing there where we couldn't get that person off the telephone, and it kind of delayed everything. So just note to the three of us, if we see a 000 area code, we don't answer it.
We will not answer that one.
Okay. That's my last my ass off moment for the night.
Freeze.
Okay, let's compose.
Okay.
Oh, all right, very good. Okay, so anyway, JT's still on, so I'm sure that you will see him when you go.
I hope
he's
so.
Doing a lot better.
If I get to meet him, that would be awesome. I would love to meet Jason Taylor.
That would be really great. Yeah, I mean, I take it for granted because he's at any place in time, he could be walking around this neighborhood somewhere, but, it would be fantastic to meet him. So let's see. What else? There's another idol in the news, Carrie Underwood. I'm reading here a little blurb from the New York Post. According to them, shut up. What is that? Did I do that?
We're having a little technical difficulties with our switchboard. I think Dr. Phil messed us up there.
I think so, because he just doesn't want us talking about Carrie Underwood. Okay. Well,
Angelina said it was her. It was Angelina.
Oh, But how could it be Angelina? She's not on the switchboard.
She said it was her. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Angelina. Right back at you, girl. Next.
Okay.
Let's see. Evidently, Carrie Underwood was dating Gossip Girl heartthrob Chase Crawford, and he broke up with her, evidently, via text message. So how messed up is that?
Wow, that's very manly.
Yeah, and then he was seen playing tonsil hockey in a club in Soho with a cast member of Gossip Girl, Michelle Trachtenberg. So it looks like Carrie Underwood, with all her fame and glory now that she got from Idol, has no luck with men so far. So that's that for her. That's courtesy of the New York Post. Then, what else am I seeing over here? Back to soaps. Well, happy birthday. Today's Kirsten Storm's birthday, 24th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kirsten.
Happy birthday.
We'll say happy birthday to Kirsten Storms.
Can I just say how much I am enjoying Spin Max or Stixie, as some of us call them?
I never thought that I would
because Maxie was not my favorite character, but I'm really, really enjoying it.
So am I. I am too. I think it's a really good pairing. It's about time that Spinelli gets a woman.
And gets over Lulu.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Well, I think he's over her per se because he's not really fawning all over her the way he was at
Thank
first.
Goodness.
So I think he's kind of over her. I think he'll always carry a torch for his Lulu, but I do think that ship has sailed. Hopefully. I'd hate to see it get messed up, you know, any potentials get messed up because of something that'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give the poor guy a girl already. And as far as other soap news.
I know the caller.
We do.
I know who that is.
As long as it ain't a 000, they can come on.
It ain't a 000. Let's put them on the air. Area code 305.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, how are you?
In the house. I just got Desi's message. I had my psychic surgery. I was like, do we have another same call in? So I was like, I hope I'm not too late.
No, of course not. How are
you,
my love?
Never be too late. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good, how are you
tonight?
Good. I'm glad I caught you guys. What are you guys discussing?
We
had an interesting call from Dr. Phil.
Yes,
yeah,
we
that
did.
Was weird.
Did you really? No.
We don't know.
Some guy just calling and asking how we felt. It sounded like a bunch of little clips.
Yeah, it did. We were talking about your man, Jason Taylor, in Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that man is beautiful.
My man, your man loves Jason Taylor.
I'm
from
Miami,
beautiful.
So I'm a huge Dolphins fan, but I didn't even watch Dancing with the Stars tonight. Did he do okay? Yeah, he did.
Okay,
he's there. He's he stayed. He's safe. The hometown boy's good.
I watched
She's
the clip
easy
from
on the eyes.
He did very good.
Oh, he is.
I haven't watched Dancing with the Stars since season one.
You know what? I this is the first season I'm watching live, like actually tuning in. Other than Kelly's season, so that was season one, I didn't really watch. I watched season one and last season with Cameron Matheson, but that was, you know, the other ones I really didn't pay too much attention to.
Yeah, well, I had double good season one because, as we all know, I'm a fan of Kelly Monaco's, but I am an even bigger fan of Joey McIntyre's.
Oh,
or as I like to call him, Joe Mac.
Right. In other soap news, One Life to Live, Andrea Evans,
mm-hmm.
who plays Tina Lord, is returning
yes.
to Landview.
Wow.
Very nice.
So that's big kudos to One Life to Live. They've been wanting
yeah.
to get her back for a long time.
And
so,
when is she supposed to be returning?
I don't know. It's supposed to be for May Sweep, so
okay.
I'm assuming that it's going to get in there within the next couple of weeks. I don't see a date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a date on here, but I don't see a date yet. Let's see. Well, she confirmed it. Oh, blah, blah. It doesn't give a date. It just says that she'll be back. So it's supposed to be for May Sweep. So that's a good thing. She's been, they've been after her for a long time, and One Life to Live has such controversial stories going on right now. Although she really has nothing to do with Star and Cole storyline, you know, I'm curious to see how this is going to play out, being that Sarah, her daughter, is a grown woman, so this should be interesting to see. And in All My Children news, Erica Kane is still on the run.
Why was she in jail? I tune in and out of AMC.
You know what? They did a play off of Martha Stewart with her. You know, she for I guess about a month or so, maybe, I saw that they were starting to work up to something that was going to happen with her finances. And, you know, Jack kept telling her to check stuff out, and she just kept putting it off. And then all of a sudden, they brought in Mario Van Peebles as state attorney Sam Woods, and he came in and started, like, you know, not flirting with her, but making nice with Erica Kane, and all he did was arrest her at the Go Red fashion show, the Campbell's fashion show that they did, and said it was for embezzlement.
Fraud?
Oh, geez. Yes, stock fraud or something like that. Evidently, Adam had told her about some stocks, and she went and told her people to do something. So they did a whole thing, a play off of Martha Stewart. So now she's on the run with Carmen, her cohort there. They were in a van that tipped over and crashed, and now Erica is on the run. I didn't see today's episode, so I don't know how it played. Well, actually, the last 2 days of episodes I haven't seen, so I haven't seen how it played out yet.
I have a question for, I guess, everybody. What does everybody think about the whole Guza having Michael getting shot?
Well,
surprised he went there.
There was an article.
No comment.
You know what? There was an article that he did, and now I can't find it, of course, because we're talking about it. But you know what? If he was to be shot, it should have never been the way that he did get shot. If it was so put down in cement that he was going to get shot, it should have been when he bought that gun from those kids.
I agree.
When he was in his bedroom and pulling it in and out under the bed, or, you know what I mean, so just so careless with it, instead of, you know, going to toss it away and then accidentally shooting Kate. Kate should have never got shot. It should have been him then and there. And then it would have been a lesson on why children, you know, he in this article, he made a thing about why children shouldn't play with guns and this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know what, then? He should have got shot while he was playing with the gun,
not
when he
that,
wasn't playing with the
repercussion?
Gun. There was no
Where
repercussion,
was repercussion
for it whatsoever.
Exactly.
Right.
No, there wasn't at all.
No.
It was a pop point
said,
for her to get shot.
Right. Well, he said that in this interview that the repercussions come as a ripple effect after the fact. Now that Michael is going to be in this coma, it's going to tear apart everybody around him. And that's the repercussions of the violent world. And then they went back to the speech that Johnny gave and how kids are supposed to be safe and blah, 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 blah. But they should have never did it the way they did it.
Yeah, I agree.
Hence, going back to the Sonny and Carly show.
Exactly.
The what?
The Sonny, Jason, Carly show.
Oh,
yep, pretty much. That's all it's going to be now.
Gonna
recaps,
be.
Well,
it's going to be for May Sweet.
Right. Well, you know,
I mean, what's the point of the storyline? So the kid actually goes into a coma or whatever happens to Michael. And then what happens? Sonny and Carly are on the outs. Jason and Carly are together, which they always are. I mean, where's the story in it?
I found the article. Let me see.
It wasn't in Soap Opera Digest.
It's a cut and paste job by Abby West. It doesn't give the EW.com article. I don't know who the actual interviewer is. It gives a link to it, but I don't click on those outside links. But it's a cut and paste into a group where this is what he says. We've been accused before of glorifying violence, Guza says, but we always try to show the consequences. We do deal with mobsters. We can't just have them importing illegal tchotchkes from the Far East and getting a slap on the wrist. You've got to deal with the fact that they kill people and people are killed around them. Violence is nothing new in Michael's life. Just recently, the boy played by Dylan Cash since 2002 bought a gun and bullets off street peddlers and accidentally shot his father's girlfriend. He ran away without calling 911, only to return later and have everyone, including the victim, forgive him. He was never made to admit his guilt to the authorities or get therapy. That storyline was actually written and played out while Guza participated in the 100-day writer's strike. But when the scribe returned, he decided the best way to address the fans' unhappiness about the lack of real repercussions from Michael's act of violence was to have Michael take a bullet himself.
No.
Of course, it doesn't hurt that it's all in time for me, sweet. I like it from an emotional standpoint, Guza says. I also like it from a responsible standpoint. 12-year-olds shouldn't be picking up guns. I don't care if your father's a gangster, and if they do, there's got to be a consequence. We make directly culpable the people who love him most. So now, not only will this make his parents, Sonny and Carly, stop and look at the consequences of their own actions, but it will also ripple out to his stepfather, Jax, mob enforcer Jason, who's been a constant in Michael's life, and a myriad of ancillary characters who bear some responsibility or connection to Michael. Max, Diane, Patrick, Robin, Rick, the Zakaras. As Johnny Zakara said on Monday's episode, the blame rests on all of them who kill each other for power and money and turn around and lie and say that we have honor and that we protect families, women, and children are safe. It will play out for months. It's a major thing, and the ripple effect to the emotional lives of the characters is going to go on for maybe years, said Guza. You're going to see relationships shatter, new relationships forged out of grief, and a need to understand the understandable. That's the only way you can justify doing it. The way it would happen in real life, it would have that kind of ripple effect. We tried in our way to duplicate it on the show. And then it goes on to have some fan questions. Some questions, and it directed directly towards Guza. And it says, does this mean the end of the mob violence? Is this the start of a kinder and gentler General Hospital? Well, we're not going to make them all go into the garment business. That is not what this story is about, Guza says. The show is about romance during wartime, for lack of a better term. We have the highest stakes possible because people can be killed. We're not going to ignore that. We're not going to go away from that, but we are going to make them very, very aware of the consequences and make them try to deal in a non-violent way. So that's the end of that.
So many.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have three opinions on that one. The first one where they said that their whole thing is, you know, how Sonny and Jason are these mobsters that never show any consequences. That's because the storyline, they do all these horrible things. Like he said, they kill people. They do all these importing illegal things. But there's never any repercussions for them as two characters. They always get away scot-free. So
you say that you're going to have a repercussion from it, for this 12-year-old character to buy a gun, him getting shot in the head wasn't relative to that gun, from him buying that gun.
Absolutely.
One has nothing to do with the other. You can take away that 10-day, that 100-day strike storyline, and if you didn't know that Michael had a gun, you would just think that he's being shot because of Sonny, which in essence is not a repercussion from his violence. It is to a fact, but he never got, legally, there's more to than your child being shot in the head. It's to the fact is, like, you go through 8 years of these two characters literally being untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was never any fault. And I remember in a magazine recently where they were saying how Jason is always his hero and, you know, they make him the mobster Heart of Gold. I personally love mobster Jason. More older mobster Jason when it, like, in the 02 to 04 time. But, I mean, you got to have a pull of the, you know, the give and take. My third thing is Guza needs a dictionary because love in wartime, this is not what
mm-hmm.
GH is. There's absolutely no love on this show. Besides for
there
Scrubs, there's not one person. I mean, whether you like the couples or not on screen right now, none of them are love. I mean, some have this, some have that. None of them are based on, the love other than Scrubs. I'll give them the Scrubs. And by that definition, they live in their own little world. They really don't tie into the main A or B storylines. They have their C storyline off to the side, which I'm sure that their characters, you know, their fans love because it doesn't take away from the sometimes, you know, I don't even know the word for it. Sometimes I just look and say, This is not the soap that, like, my aunts watched when I was growing up. This is, like, bad CNN.
Yeah. Totally
so,
agree.
I mean, sometimes I think he wants to tell a story without telling the story through plot points and, you know, having Jason and Sonny on these tennis stools. But if you want to actually have a real story, you got to bring them down. And Carly can't always be the centerpiece. And, you know, Jason cannot always be the hero. Sonny cannot always be in the right. He's not in the right now. He protected his girlfriend over his child, but it needs to come down further than that. And that's
absolutely
my rant of the night.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It shouldn't be like that. And if they're gonna continue with this whole mob storyline that they got going for the last however many years, then they need to do it in a way where I keep referring back to, like, these mob movies, like The Sopranos or The Godfather or something like that. The women never knew nothing. The children never knew nothing from that business. If it was that business was theirs, and it had nothing to do with the women and the children. It's not where they can go stand in a hospital lobby and say, oh, you killed him. You put the gun in his hand. He can't do stuff like that. That's just so retarded.
See, I think that he wanted to do something with Michael in this kind of situation all the way back when AJ came back in 05, when they wanted to have him kill AJ with the pillow and he, you know, and then they got the really bad fan backlash, or they had Dr. Thomas do it. And I think that's where I personally think that what Guza was doing was he's trying to finally get the story he wanted. He wanted Michael in a dangerous situation, and he's got it now.
Well, they had him in a dangerous situation when he bought the gun. That's when, I mean, although he may not have been there to write it and it was during the strike, that's when the repercussion should have came back to bite him in the ass. You don't wait, you know, however many weeks after the gun is long gone and the victim forgave him and then he's all happy, huggy-go-lucky with his dad at a coffee house and then gets a ricochet off his head.
It's not even the goons. It's not even the people who sold him the gun. It's a completely different storyline.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like they said, okay, the guys who sold him the gun came back and retaliated on Sonny because, you know, he tried to get them for selling guns to the
right
kid. And then it's the Zakars and Ian or whoever it's going to end up being trying to take out Sonny. It's Sonny. It's the mob. It's not this kid taking, you know, dealing with guns. And if I have my, you know, 18-year-old sister or, you know, you have your kids watching this and you're saying to them, okay, you want to learn the lesson, like Guza's saying, you know, you want to show real time. There's no, it's like, okay, this kid played this gun and he got a pat on the head, just like Sonny.
Yeah, there was no lesson.
It's the same stuff, different day with the, like, the main characters on the show, which gets very tired very quickly, and that's why 8 months I haven't watched the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally with you.
Bring back Love in the Afternoon. We need Luke and Laura. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, and even but then, you know, if you even go back to Luke and Laura, you still had the mob involved, but it was not like this. You know what I mean? You had Frank Smith and all that, but it wasn't. It was so different the way it was back then.
It was, because Luke and Laura was a love story. Yes, there was the whole thing when Luke was involved with the mob, but definitely not like today.
Not like this, no. This is just bad episode, you know, of The Sopranos, you know, stuff like that. It's just, you know.
All right, I'm getting annoyed with General Hospital.
I think what
No,
but I think what Jen just said was true, that she said the Luke and Laura were a story. There is no story on GH right now. It's just plot point to plot point. If you miss the plot points of why is this character sending this character, you miss the next part of the story. Any other soap you watch, there are days where there is no point for these two characters other than to conversing, like a mother and a son. One like to live
mm-hmm.
and have two characters
or to
eating.
Walk through a door.
Exactly. There's no point other than, okay, do you remember them looking at each other from their left eyes? It's going to come back to bite you in 2 weeks. I mean,
GH uses their actors as props.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, you walk through that door. You walk down that hallway. Okay, you overhear this, but we're never going to show that again. Why so-and-so overheard these two people on the docks? And why do people keep talking on the docks? They're never going to be heard. You think they were taking that lesson after 45 years?
Let's start with the 45-year back. Let's look back on the 45 years of GH. There was nothing.
The
montage was crap.
Wait a minute now. I have a little bit of breaking news to me anyway that just popped up here for me. Soap Opera Digest is confirming Vanessa Marcel is coming back.
Confirming? Confirming?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Confirming.
They had no comment.
Let me tell you something. Unless I see Vanessa in an interview or unless I actually see her on the show, I'm not believing this, because how many times have we heard this?
That's what I'm saying. It says that a deal hasn't been reached yet, and one possible scenario is for her to come back and reunite with Sonny, and they ride off into the sunset if Maurice does not resign his contract.
I heard that, too. Yeah, that's
but I heard it wasn't confirmed.
Maurice. Yeah, I heard it wasn't confirmed either. And do we all believe Maurice is leaving?
No.
Where's he going to go?
Exactly.
You know, not for nothing.
Steve.
They can't go anywhere. And the one night that I did speak to Tyler Christopher on that other show on Buzzworthy, he said to me, I had asked him if there was anything else he was doing. And he told me no, that he was keeping it close to the vest, because if there's one thing that he learned during that strike is that he appreciated his job more and that he's staying put. Because, you know, they were pretty much the only ones who weren't really affected too terribly. You know, they didn't have to shut down production or anything like that. So where are they going to go?
I think that Tyler and everybody else who has left and come back pretty much learned their lesson when they left the first time and came back.
Right. Yeah, a lot of them did that.
Been the problem with our girl Kelly. You know, she's wanted to do prime time, but there is just, with all the movie actors coming down to TV, there's nothing out there for them.
But with Kelly's its own special little drama. I still don't see why they don't use the girl. They've got her locked to a contract, yet you see her she literally is a glorified prop. She gets pulled out every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Who's that?
Kelly Monaco.
And I mean, the funny thing is that she's one of the most highest paid. She just took over, why am I forgetting her name? Robin. What's Robin's last name? Sky.
Robin Christopher.
Oh, Sky Christopher.
Yeah. She took over her position on GH, where she was the glorified prop, and, you know, when you need to pull out an extra quarter main, that's when
Yeah, so when you need an extra bad girl, you pull out Kelly.
It's when you need a you need a fight between Carly and Sam or Elizabeth and Sam, they pull her out, you know, when they need. GH really bothers me, and you'd never know that this is a show that I like love. Like this was my show. I feel like in the past 2 years, it's completely, and you can really tell by the ratings. I mean, not that I mean, not within the past 4 years have I say they've been amazing, but in a
what
lot
rating?
Of like. The ratings. I'm talking about the actual dailies.
Yeah.
I'm talking
the
about
almost non-existent
dailies.
Ratings. Yeah.
I'm talking about the dailies and the. I was at Steve's fan club weekend event in, what was it, 06? And he was like, well, you know, the powers to be don't care about the dailies. It's the demos. The demos suck. They're at their all-time low. But, I mean, when's it going to change?
I don't know.
I'm very awkward silence right now, so we're going to change the subject.
No. I'm actually just reading something here on the internet, just trying to find out where this link came from about that article.
I know that you girls are very, very much. Bradford supporters. Anybody know, because Desi, I looked for his event information for Fan Club Weekend. What day is his event?
It's on Friday. Friday morning at 8 a.m.
What is that Friday
before Fan Club Weekend?
Hold on. It's July,
I think
right?
I think it's the 11th.
Yeah, that Friday is the 11th.
It's the 11th.
Yeah.
Well, if there's tickets, I'm going to hopefully try to get one. And
there are still tickets available.
I know, but I want
to see. You go all the way out to California from Miami?
Yeah.
These events?
Well,
I'm going to
use it for like a week. I'm going to go. My sister is actually expecting, please God, in a couple of weeks. So I don't get to see her very often. So I'm going to go there and kind of do a little job searching, do a little bit of stuff while I'm out there, visit Desi. But I like to really enjoy myself out in California. It's beautiful out there, and absolutely no stars come down here.
No, they don't. I live in Weston. I know they don't.
The only thing I know that's going on is in Orlando. They have some Pills for Tots, which also
Pills and Tots.
I got from Desi.
I think is way overpriced.
Which was why I got
saw that. Yeah, it's a lot of money, and at first, I was thinking about going, but they changed the venue. Like, they had everything all set, and so I'm glad I didn't buy tickets when I saw it at first, because well into a few weeks or a month or whatever, as I'm advertising at one hotel, they changed everything. And it was like, okay, now we're going to be over here because of something. Okay, well, you know, I'm glad I didn't spend the money to do it. But then there's another event going on in Marco Island.
Marco Island. Why does that sound so familiar?
It's on the west coast. Towards Naples.
Is that near Naples? Okay, so
yeah.
I know where it is.
Any
GHers?
I think maybe two. I have to look it up and see. I think there was only like two people. Like there was more from other networks.
That's cool.
Than
Are
there was
any of you girls doing
ABC.
The? Any of you girls doing the soap cruise?
No. We decided to
I want to do the soap cruise.
We want to do the soap cruise, but there are certain people. I don't feel
okay,
like throwing anybody overboard.
You don't need to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw anybody overboard, so.
When is
it? Do not.
Oh, when? What? It's January of 09, right?
Yeah,
I believe it's like a month or so, or a month and a half after Super Soap. To me,
I
the best events of the year are Super Soap and Fan Club Weekend.
All you gotta do is just tell me Bradford, and I'm, yeah, sure.
Yeah, Greg and Bradford are both gonna be there.
On the cruise.
Yes.
I thought Dirk puts it on with Tyler, or is that a different cruise?
Tyler has gone for the past. Whatever, and he's not going this year.
He's not going this year. I thought
Bomber.
He was going to go last year, but he had some kind of personal problem.
Teddy.
And
sorry. Yeah.
Listen to the two of you.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
I need to apologize.
I have this disease. Anyway, so I actually found the I found the appearance for Marco Island. It is May 16th through the 18th. It is called the 10th Annual Southwest Florida Soap Fest Celebrity Weekend. Yeah, say that three times fast.
Wow.
Events include a night of stars, cruising and schmoozing with stars, and celebrity bartender bash.
Ooh.
The event will benefit children with autism, which is very nice.
Very nice. Willie?
I think they meant to say Walt Willie.
Okay.
Host this event and is joined by actors from AMC as the world turns GH and Guiding Light, including Michael O'Leary, who plays Rick on Guiding Light, Sarah Brown, who plays Claudia on GH, Van Hassen, who plays Luke on As the World Turns, and Marnie Schellenberg, who plays Allison on As the World Turns. You can visit www.soapfest.com for more info. Tickets range from $40 to $150, or you can call 239-934-4559 for more information.
Well, now, what is the date again? I didn't hear you.
May 16th through the 18th.
That's wonderful. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's not far. And then also, there's that other event, Jennifer, the in the Hollywood at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino, the Improv, with Tyler Christopher and Natalia Livingston.
Might do that. That's right around the corner for me. When is that?
Yeah, I got tickets to do that. Right, yeah. That's right down the street.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
I might go.
I'm going.
That's literally like 10 minutes from my work.
Give me Natalia my name.
May 31st. Okay, at 3 o'clock.
I'll be doing the May 17th event in California, so.
Oh, okay.
For Haley.
It's nice they'd still do events together. No comment from Jen, I know, but.
Jen, you still there?
For that Marco Island event, I just went on that website. I don't see any General Hospital people added on yet, even though I know they said it. It just says Jeff Branson.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Jacob Young,
no longer on the show.
Jacob Young, Billy Miller, who plays Richie Novak now, and Walt Willie, and Trevor St. John from One Life to Live. And a new event just got posted. $150 for a guaranteed seating with one of your favorite stars for a night of stars. So that's on the 17th. Then the Celebrity Bartender Bash is another event, which... $25 discounted tickets if you combine it with another package, you know, one of the other Night of Stars event. And then the cruise is $75 and includes a buffet and entertainment. That's on May 18th. It starts at 3 o'clock.
There's a cruise with it?
Yeah, Sunday, May 18th from noon till 3. It's an afternoon of cruising and boozing and schmoozing with the stars on Marco Island Princess, and it always sells out, provides the perfect opportunity to mix and mingle with daytime's best while you're touring Marco Island, which is very beautiful.
It is. Maybe I'll look at the ad so I don't have to fly all around.
There are also a lot of
golfing.
Oh, golfing. Awesome.
Maybe Dan Marino will be there. I don't know why.
Maybe. Yes, he will be flying in.
Yes,
but it's an autism
will.
Thing. One of his sons has autism.
That's right. You're absolutely right. He might.
I thought, you know.
Sunday, it doesn't give who's playing golf. It just says Sunday, May 18th, golfing with the stars.
I actually did that one year in Massachusetts.
Yes, he did.
Well,
there are actually a lot of New York events. Being put on by the folks who run SoapPicks.com, Dennis and Marianne. there's one event. Let's see, where is this event going on? Saturday, April 19th, Aiden Turner and Colin Egglesfield. Mm.
What a beautiful sandwich that makes.
They're going to be on Caroline's on Broadway. Sunday, April 20th, will be Jacob Young and Jeff Branson. Saturday, May 3rd, Kumar De Los Reyes and Bethann Bonner will be
that.
At Caroline's also.
Both
and then it doesn't stop there. Sunday, May 4th, Forbes March and Bree Williamson.
Okay. Well, we'll post all this stuff on our MySpace page so everybody can, you know, come back and refer to it. We'll put up the events and the links.
I would like to actually mention that Caroline Hennessy has decided to do the Hope for Haley event on May 17th and at the Children's Hospital. So
wonderful.
She just confirmed that she's going to be there as well. So that means Kent King, Manai Noji, Adrian Alvarado, Natalia Livingston, Jason Gearhart, and Caroline Hennessy will all be there for this event.
Oh, then you're going. Love it.
Yes, I am definitely going.
You know that I looked on Spirit today for tickets to come. They were almost $600 round trip.
Wow.
I was like, I love me some Jason, but not $600 worth. But it would have been a very good cause. But I mean,
Yes. Maybe
I know that they do an event there during Fan Cub weekend, so I'll see what's going on when I go out
there. Yeah,
hopefully Jason's will be announced soon, so we can all get tickets.
I am the worst person to donate blood, but I even wonder if they would even let me donate blood because I think you have to wait a year if you had gotten a tattoo to donate blood.
Ooh.
Mine hasn't been a year yet, so.
Well, I'm not allowed to donate blood.
You're not allowed?
No, I can't, because I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's a form of cancer, so I can't donate blood to anybody. They can't find my veins anymore anyway. They blew them all out from all my chemotherapy treatments. So can't do that anymore. I used to donate every 6 months. Before I got sick.
Well,
I actually have to go ask my doctor because I was just diagnosed with skin cancer, so I got to find out if I can give.
Oh, yeah, you better. Melanoma?
It's basal cells on my face, but, you know, they never...
Oh.
They have to do the whole, you know, scan of everything, so I'm
definitely
research that before I think about giving blood. Well, this
my mother
morbid.
Actually did, too. They just removed a cancerous mole from my mother. What was it, I think 2 weeks ago? Something like
so
that.
I have a surgery in 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks after that, I've got two more surgeries. I had one removed, and I have two more. So one next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, and then on the 28th. So
yeah, you can't play around in this Florida sun, that's for sure.
I know. What is with it? And I'm only 23. I'm a baby.
Yeah, I was 32, ironically, when I got diagnosed. So, yeah, it's you never expect it. But let's not talk about that because everything's going to be fine and
roll
that shit right out of the water.
No, but if anything, people should learn to, you know, to take care of themselves, put on enough sunblock and, you know,
that's right,
realize
you
that this
you
is actually,
to.
This is something that is not just, you know, people talk about these things happen every day, so they should really... Really, I mean, if we're going to talk about it, I just need people to really learn that, you know, they should get checked every 6 months. And, you know, if you have something that looks like you need to, don't be scared to go to the doctor like I was, you know.
Definitely.
Go and get it taken care
of.
Yeah.
You have to really, especially if you're fair-skinned and you do have a lot of moles, you need to have, you need to go every 6 months and have those moles checked.
100%. On a related note, if anybody remembers, especially about if you have something weird on your skin, definitely go get it checked out because Natalia Livingston had a type of mole that was kind of discolored on her back, and it was actually melanoma.
Yes,
oh,
I do remember reading that. Yes, yes.
And how's she doing?
She's doing better. She got it just in time. The doctor said that if she would have waited another couple of months, he would have gave her... a 6 month
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
speaking of it, no go.
I would like to, we have 5 minutes remaining, so for a minute, I just want to touch on real quick Thursday's show. This Thursday at 10 o'clock, we will have Graham Shields with us for an hour. So we want everybody to call in for that. So keep that, save the date for that. May
3rd. He's very excited.
Is Eden Regal. And hopefully we'll be able to get a couple more people from AMC. She's promoting a new web series called Imaginary Bitches. So that's on May
1st. Check that out. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it does. Then also we have another show on the 15th with an actor by the name of Hal B. Klein, and he's been in quite a few indie films that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival with Bill Pullman and Alan Rickman. One is called Bottle Shock. The other one is called The Nobel Son. And another one that's going to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival this month called Killer Movie. And he's starring in it with Gossip Girl's Leighton Meester. So that's for the 15th. And we're working on some more guests. So we're going to have a busy couple of days.
You guys
so I just
really
wanted to touch on
this.
That. Yeah, we can give ourselves a little kudos for that, I think. What do you think? We could. Yes, we could. We can applaud ourselves.
Woo us.
Jen, just very quickly, because you had mentioned Natalia, I read and saw online today that May is her last. She's you know, signing off in May. How is she doing with that?
I really don't know too much of what's going on, but from what I hear, she's you know, she's doing good.
She's happy, she's busy. She's kind of just taking it slow.
She kind of just
taking
it slow as it, you know, kind of taking it as it comes and stuff, you know, so. I'm
well, you know,
not happy with her storyline. I think they could have done something different, but it's Jenna Hoffa.
Exactly. Well, Nikki, you should get tickets to go to the Hard Rock and see that. They were $53.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do it, and then maybe we'll meet up.
Yeah, I'm going actually with my friend Linda. The girls know her that we met all up at Super Soap.
She's great.
Yeah, that'll be really
cool.
No.
No,
I'm
Linda.
Is it all on your website, on the MySpace page?
I don't know. Is it posted up there?
No, I didn't post it, but I posted it on, you could either go to Natalia's site, www.natalia-livingston.com, or the Natalia MySpace, myspace.com/Natalia Livingston fan.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
And while we have 1 minute remaining, could I just mention what I'm excited about?
Go right ahead.
The New Kids on the Block reunion.
I was waiting for somebody to
party all the time.
I'm just excited to see Joe again. I don't care about the other one.
Well, I do. So, woo, New Kids on the Block.
May 16th is their performance on the Today Show.
What?
May 16th performance on the Today
That's
Show.
Right. I'm ready.
I'm
well,
sick that day.
I think Jen is going to be down at Rockefeller Plaza that day.
Heck yeah. I'll do another sleepover like I've done before.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Sure. New album, new songs, same name.
All right, well, that's good.
I'm
going to
get
well,
the sheets and everything again. The sheets, the big buttons. I'm so ready.
Oh,
are you really?
Not really. I was just kidding. I was joking.
Right.
Joking, guys.
All
move
right.
Out, move out Dan Marino. Here comes Desi's, you know, new kid.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. I doubt that'll ever happen.
Oh, right, 30
well,
seconds.
30 seconds remaining, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Stardish Radio.
Thank
and
you,
don't
everyone.
Forget to tune in on Thursday, where we will have Graham Shields at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, April 10th. So
So we're looking forward to that, and we hope everybody will tune in for that. Nikki, thank you for calling in, and I hope I get to meet you at the event at the Hard Rock.
You too. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye.
You're listening.
Bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Let's dish, baby.